always informative and amazing. Top trends forecaster Gerald Celente will be taking over. I've got one more piece of news I want to hit before we leave and hand the baton to him, plus your calls first. Let's go ahead and move quickly. Forrest in Minnesota, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you.
I wanted to talk about two things that come to mind on the subject that the show was today about. And it is, the first one is what people are willing to do to their fellow human beings for money. And I would love to get into Trump's ear and say, when you get back into office, you need to cut these purse strings to these fundings of who are bringing these, smuggling these children in.
And no, I agree. I mean, if the State Department stops giving money to the NGOs, that'll stop it. But I want them prosecuted.
Right. That's the first two main things.
First, he pulls out of the UN. Migrant Refugee Treaty that he did when he got in office, that Obama put us back under Biden, the truly Obama administration, and then he criminally goes after him. Yeah.
Yes. And the other thing, too, is that I hope that they're listening to us right now, because I want to tell them that the price they will pay in eternity is immeasurable for hurting the children and facilitating the hurting of children. I have a quantum physics background. I learned from creationists. And there is no doubt that there are other dimensions around us, that we are spiritual beings, that we do have an eternity shell that we're going to go on into. And is it going to be in the dark or the light? What are you going to choose? And do not throw away your soul for the darkness just to get money, just so you can be rich or be famous in four dimensions, length, width, height, and time. It's baloney. It's absolute baloney.
To test.
You like to say, think the long game. Let's think the long game. Let's think about our souls. Let's think about the higher dimensions.
Yeah, the devil's playing the long game by getting us to play the short game. Great points. God bless you. All right, Mike in California. Thank you, Forrest. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Alex. I think we got to go big with this. I'm thinking Operation Millstone or Project Millstone, and this needs to cover everything from the children trafficking in to the kids that are being sexualized in our schools.
I love the name, Operation Millstone, the war on child trafficking.
I'm looking at Matthew 18, verse 6 right now. You know, better to put one around your head and throw yourself in the sea than to hurt these kids. You know, I work in the system, and I've interviewed, you know, people that have had, you know, child trafficking, and I've interviewed people that have had child pornography and stuff like that. And one of the key factors that seems to be a threat to that is their own sexual victimization at a young age. And so we really need it, as parents, need to sit there and be like, you know what, I'm blocking this because I don't know what this is going to be exposed to. I don't know what this is going to put into my child's head as far as what.
Well, that's key.
Okay,
the more children get abused, many of them become abusers themselves or become minions in it. You're right. This is a cancer that's growing.
It normalizes the whole. It normalizes the whole idea and the whole thought behind it. It gets them desensitized, and then they want to be this, you know, or they want to do that, or they want to be on OnlyFans, things of that nature. We got to, you know, and I saw Melania say the Lord's Prayer at the beginning of one of Trump's rallies, and it was beautiful. And she even said that she's looking forward to doing something, you know, in the administration with children and women. So, I mean, what better thing to do? You know, you have her notoriety. She gets in there. This should be something like the Peace Corps. You know, this should be that big, where all of us men, all of us people that can volunteer, like I have a degree in psychology, I can do therapy stuff, like we need to mobilize and make this a movement. This needs to be its own thing, because if we don't protect our children, then, you know, when we stand at the Golden Gates, what are they going to say? Yeah, but
well, you just nailed it, Mike. The globalists and the anti-child, the child predators are organizing. They have an army. We've got to admit we're in a war. We got to form one.
It's insane the amount of network that is in this. When you have to read all the police reports, when you have to read all the FBI reports and all that stuff, this is a network highly funded, highly put
together.
Hold
on, don't hang up, Mike. I want you to finish up. 60 seconds. Stay with us.
Thank Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack, but you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, I'm going to take a few final calls and then hand the baton to the great Gerald Celente, who does a great job every Monday here. But I promise to finish your calls, and I've got one other subject I want to hit. In fact, here's that subject. This is a Fox poll. Trump is winning on every issue. Don't be distracted. The left is going to become desperate. And on the economy, she's 38, Trump's 46. On inflation, Trump's 44, she's 36. On immigration, Trump's 45, Kamala's 36. Israel-Hamas war, she's 33, he's 40. It's the same with scientific polls. It's the same with local polls. But then she pays for these fake polls saying she's 10 points ahead. That is to make you think she's winning, so they try to steal it, which they will do. People find it as believable. But she's been telling people on the stump, all over the country, here's a CBS clip from this weekend. Hey, don't think it's in the bag. I haven't won this yet. Just because we're telling everybody that, you need to go out and vote. Here she is.
One of the 10 largest unions in the country. And I want to put this graphic up. Take a look. The other nine have all issued their endorsements for president of the United States. They've all endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Tim Walz. It is now September 1st. Where has summer gone? When do the Teamsters plan to announce who they are endorsing?
Well, I think historically the Teamsters have always endorsed after both respective conventions. This is a little different this time. Under our leadership, we've brought every single candidate to the table in front of our rank and file members and our general executive board, and we're waiting on Vice President Harris to commit to come meet with us.
And I believe her campaign says they are working with you to figure out a date for that. You know, her policies are more or less in line with the current president, who you did sit down with when you thought that he was going to be the nominee, when we all thought he was going to be the nominee. Are there any concerns that
Let's just kill this. This is not the clip I thought I sent them. I saw her twice this weekend in two different speeches. I'll find it. We'll add it in post. We upload this to X. She said, and I thought I sent it this morning. They can't find it. I think I posted it on X. Folks, don't think we're going to win. You know, it's not in the bag yet. We don't know. The point is, she said it. I'll get the clip. Now, let's go ahead and finish up with the caller. Mike in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, just to pick up what we were talking about. I mean, this needs to be huge. This needs to be in the public. This needs to be bigger than, like, the Just Say No campaign in the 80s. You know, and we need everyone to volunteer. We need military that got kicked out for not taking the jab. Sign up for some sort of domestic child, you know, saving, you know, office or something like that. We just need to think big, and we all need to come together, and we all need to, you know, say no more. You know, we're not going to just be tolerant and allow our kids to be exposed to this. We're going to protect them. We're going to shield them so they can grow to be the best that they can. And we need to be okay with people not liking us. Be okay. I'm here in California. So, I mean, I'm me and my son, we're like an island amongst ourselves. You know, so, yeah, we've lost friends. We've lost everything. But, you know, we're not going to lose our souls. And that's what we got to keep up. So.
Well, I totally agree with you, brother, and I appreciate your call. God bless. Let's talk to Frederick in Indiana. Frederick, you're on the air.
Now, Alex, as you noted earlier, we have an openly communist vice presidential candidate. We have so many, I think, CCP agents, or at least Congress, that are bought and sold. We have so much CCP infiltration on so many different levels of our government. If they're flying in children, funding it, facilitating it, they're definitely flying in Chinese military-age soldiers as well. And I think that when the election comes, let's just say if it's election day right now, if they have a hint of there's no way that they're going to beat this landslide of Trump, then I just think these people are so crazy. If they're flying in children openly and allowing it and funding it, they're just going to burn it all down election night. What are your thoughts?
No, I agree. They have nothing to lose. They're total mad dog, insane criminals. And people better understand we're not in a normal country anymore. We're in a globalist takeover right now.
Couldn't agree more, sir. I couldn't agree more. And that's what I fear most, is that if things will go smoothly through election night, and if they think Trump's going to win, that's it. These people are crazy. They're demonic, and they will just burn it down before they will ever be held accountable for what they've been doing.
God bless you, brother. Animal in Florida. Animal, welcome.
Hey, Alex Jones, you there?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm the Marine that got locked up in Mexico in 2012. And I lived with the cartel down there in the jail. And after about 3 months, when they stopped trying to kill me, I got a confession from one of the highest bosses in that jail that they were trafficking toddlers to Jeffrey Epstein for $75,000. And then the thing that pissed them off is that a couple days later, he'd come back and say, hey, the child's dead. I need you to get rid of the body. So they'd charge him $150,000. And what they told me to get rid of the body, what they told me was, you know, they're Mexican. They got huge families. They don't really like killing kids. I'm sorry, but they don't like this. And 3 or 4 years later, he ended up in jail. My point is that this child trafficking thing is not just about money. It's about control. This is a timeless historical thing. This is how the corruption, the glue that keeps all the corruption together. It's not about money. It's about blackmail. And they run the world since the medieval times, blackmailing each other with child snuff. Every time you see a Davos group meeting, you better believe there's a bloodbath of a bunch of orphans before and after those people meet.
Well, they're about being the most selfish, evil people you can imagine. They're openly shipping in children for sex slavery and slave labor. So, and we know a bunch of them are getting raped. So, yeah, they're doing it. They're convicted. It's out in the open. We don't have to, like, find the speculative stuff. It's admitted. God bless you. Appreciate the call. Last caller, and I hand the baton to the great Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster. Let's talk to Rich in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, real quick, the thing that you're talking about with the fake polls and all this distractions and them thinking they're going to win is called plausible acceptability. Not plausible deniability, but plausible acceptability to get people to believe that they can actually win. But the reason that they're not taking Robert F. Kennedy off the ballot in the battleground states is because they already printed the ballot and they're already working the system to get those that fraud going and the scam going. So they can't renege on those ballots that are reprinted. That's why they won't take them off. We need to sue them. They need to get them off, and pay to get the ballots reprinted, because they need a jump start to get them in the mail, get them out there, and they can't start late. We'll hit them hard if we can get them to reprint those ballots.
Sir, I think you're dead on. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I love you, brother. I buy a bunch of your products. Can't get into them all, but you guys are the best. I love you and your team. InfoWars forever. Yeah,
brother. Thank you for being our tail gunner, Rich. Let me just say this in closing, and I'm handing the baton to great Joel Celente. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we stay on air. You're the reason we're affecting change. You. So don't thank me. I'm thanking you for listening, you for spreading the word, you for your prayer, and you for getting the products that are great. And I'm asking folks on the fence, it's time to go off the fence. You want to know what you can do? It's real simple. It's a big thing to keep us on air. We'll expand if we get more funds. I don't want to just be fighting all day, spending half my time trying to keep us on air. I need funds. Great products. InfoWarsStore.com. DrDaniels.com. They did find the clip. I thought I sent it to them this morning. There's a couple of these clips. They found one of them. That's why I got frustrated, because I wanted you to see this. Here's Kamala saying, don't listen to the polls. This election's really close. Well, I thought all the polls show you're winning, sweetheart. Again, they're doing that to make Republicans not vote or give up or believe it when they steal it. But they know the truth. She's way behind. Here it is.
So, friends, 64 days until the most election of our lives. and probably one of the most important in the life of our nation, truly. And we know this is going to be a tight race to the very end. It's going to be a tight race to the very end. So let's not pay too much attention to those polls. Because as unions and labor knows best, we know what it's like to be the underdog. And we are the underdog in this race.
Wow, moment of truth.
And we have some hard work then ahead of us. But here's the beauty of us in this room. We like hard work. Hard work is good work. Hard work is joyful work.
Man, she's fake. All right, that's enough. Let's stop there. All right, Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster of the Trends Journal. Always love it when he hosts Monday. Thanks for letting me take some of the time, Gerald. Take it over, my friend.
Ah, thank you. You know, that gentleman on before, InfoWars forever. Get that in your head, everybody. We need InfoWars because they're blacklisting everybody. And what the other guys said about blacklisting, why I find that racist, blacklisting. I mean, let's be stupid about it. But anyway, do everything you can to support InfoWars. And as Alex said, they have these great products. And the team is working tirelessly to give you the best that they can give you. I want to talk about the election. Yeah. I don't know if you could see this. Love blooms on the campaign trail. That's me in 1971 and my former wife. I worked on major political campaigns in Westchester County, the richest county in America. Matter of fact, Angelo Martinelli became the longest running mayor of Yonkers. It's only a city of about 220,000 people. His sons, by the way, who are the altar boys at my wedding, two of them. I taught, I designed and instructed a course called American Politics and Campaign Technology. I taught it at St. John's University. And I was the assistant to the Secretary of the New York State Senate. That's the cat that runs the whole show. I know the business. I was at the top. It's not what you like, what you want to hear, so don't get upset when I tell you what our trend forecasts are. And again, best-selling books, Trends 2000, trend Tracking, far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine, Trends 2000, international bestseller. We tell it like it is, not the way you want it to be. So don't get all tight when I tell you, well, I don't like what you're saying, all right? Take it easy. We had written a trend alert to our subscribers over a month ago. Kamala Harris, 2024. Trends Journal's May 2022 forecast. We made this back in May of 2022. Being that the Biden administration is viewed as ineffective, this is May of 2022, in bringing down inflation and strongly boosting the economy, Kamala Harris will seize upon abortion rights because there seems to be only two things she could use to unite her front, Ukraine war support and pro-abortion. All right? She's doing both of these. We said this back over 2 years ago. We said that despite Joe Biden's low approval rating during the 2022 midterm elections, the Republicans would lose the opportunity to have a strong House majority, which they did because of their anti-abortion platform. Again, not what you like, not what you wish for, it's what is. We're trend forecasters. Capish? We call it like it is. Not the way we want it. We go on to say that when you look at the numbers, this was an NBC poll in 2023. 64% of Americans think abortion should be legal in all of most cases. And 65% of independents. See, go by the numbers. Harris is going to get the majority of the women vote. She's going to get the black vote, and she's going to Hispanic vote. And she's going, and abortion is going to be a big issue. And you see Trump trying to do a flip-flop on it. And as we wrote in the Trends Journal, in this trend alert, about Vance, who is so, he's really come out against anybody. Yeah. Now making a bad pick much worse, Salenti said that Vance being so anti-abortion and pro-life is going to make them lose a good portion of the presidential election. Vance has been highly criticized for his recent comment calling women without children a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they have made. And so they want to make the rest of the country miserable too. Again, this is what he said. So you go by the numbers. End of story. So when people are saying to me, well, you're stupid, you know, I don't want to hear what you like or what you want. Now I'm going to talk about Harris coming out. And again, here's my track record. If anybody's been in the business that's been at it, let me know and show me the courses you taught in how to run political campaigns in the universities you taught it at. Number one, we are forecasting that Biden may resign before the election. Ladies and gentlemen, we just heard that President Biden had a seizure or whatever happened. Make up anything. And the presidency was turned over to Vice President Kamala Harris. Now she'll be running as president against the former president. That is a true possibility. Will it happen? We don't know. But it's a forecast worth thinking about. Now, Harris coming out, and again, I know the business. Harris coming out and saying that, you know, we're down, and she's playing the underdog. This is smart political strategy. We need your help. We're going down. We got to have everybody. So the polls could show, and again, all the polls showed that Trump was losing in May of 2016. In your Trends Journal, we said that he's going to win, regardless of the polls. Because the polls were in May. The election doesn't begin until now, after Labor Day. This is election time. People are in a summer state of mind. They know a little bit about this and a little bit about that and that and this. Now is the election. Harris is purposely downplaying her opportunity to bring the crowd to the polls. And the poll that Alex Jones was quoting, having to do with the economy. The Trends Journal had forecast that Joe Biden would step down and Kamala Harris would run for president in 2024. And we now forecast, minus a wild card, you ready? Such as a stock market crash, Harris will beat Trump in the race to the White House. If there is a market crash, Trump wins. It's the economy, stupid. That was the behind-the-scenes campaign slogan of this is a T-shirt that I did back in 1992. You see that? Beware, Slick Willie. When Clinton was running. It's the economy, stupid. They're going to get the people's mind off the economy if the economy stays where it is. But as we just went, you know, before I came on and looking at the numbers, The Dow is down nearly 600 points. Summertime is a different time. There's not a, the people playing the markets numbers are way down. It could go any place, anywhere. Reality starts hitting after the summertime. Now it's down 607 points. It was down less than that when I went on the air. Take a look at the NASDAQ. Before I came on the air, the NASDAQ was down almost 3%. Oh, the Magnificent Seven? Seven lousy companies driving up the whole NASDAQ? And you see where NVIDIA is going. The Trends Journal, the only magazine in the world, that's here somewhere, I've showed it to you before, forecasting the dot-com bust, dot-com this, back in the, here it is. This is when it used to be a quarterly newsletter. Now it's a weekly magazine, over 200 pages a week, for the grand total of $2.50 a week when you go to jonestrends.com. You put in Jones Trends, and you get a discount. Dot-com overload will short-circuit many high expectations for used profits in internet commerce, entertainment, and a wide array of dot-com services. Following the holiday season, remember, this is fall of 1999, many of today's high-flying internet stocks, the hottest IPOs, and newly emerging IPO wannabes will have begun a deep descent from their overvalued heights, and we said the dot-com bust would happen by the second quarter of 2000. It happened in March of 2000, all right? I've been at this a lot of years. I'm the guy that forecast, Wall Street Journal did it, the 1987 stock market crash. I took out the domain name, the Panic of 08 in 2007. Yeah. And the Asian currency crisis. I thought the markets would crash again in 2012. But they didn't. You know why? They didn't teach me about quantitative easing and zero interest rate policy in Economics 101, a graduate school. They made up this crap. And they've been artificially propping up the market since then. Artificially propping it up. Again, the data is all there. Germany, third richest country in the world? Yeah. How about recession time? How about its manufacturing index in negative territory? How about the people struggling? Japan, one country after another. We are on the verge of the worst geopolitical and socioeconomic crisis in the history of the world, part one and part two. And again, we're giving you in the Trends Journal what nobody else is giving you in the world. Nope. Nobody does it. Trend forecasting, trends analysis. Anyway, and nobody's giving you what InfoWars is giving you. Not only in terms of information, but those great products. And these products you need to build your health at a time things are going down. We'll be right back.
COVID vax causes more heart damage than COVID virus and brain, blood, immune cancer, reproductive study. I mean, there's so many of these studies. What do you make of that?
This finally settled the question, Alex. The COVID vaccine causes myocarditis in young people, not the infection. It's a government false narrative. It's been propagated through the American College of Cardiology and other agencies that the infection causes myocarditis. It doesn't.
Looking at this, then, we see these headlines constantly. When you follow the article, there's no link, there's no proof. It just says COVID's a greater risk of heart problems than the shot, and they just lie.
It's essentially a giant medical lie perpetrated by the American College of Cardiology, the CDC, the NIH. This is a false narrative. No confirmed cases by adjudication or autopsy. Right. No hospitalizations and deaths. But the vaccine, I'm a cardiologist, Alex. I am knee deep in people with vaccine myocarditis causing heart failure. The vaccines do cause heart arrhythmias in some. It's inflammation in the heart, atrial fibrillation, sometimes ventricular arrhythmias.
COVID shots can enlarge and weaken the heart. Another study.
Heart failure can be an outcome of subclinical myocarditis. It's very important for people to realize they may not feel chest pain initially, but then they have the onset of effort intolerance, a pulmonary edema, congestion, and leg swelling. I have cases from Austin, Alex, referred up to my office. It's vaccine myocarditis and heart failure. They need treatment for this. The go-to is McCullough Protocol based spike protein detoxification with supplements available through onlinehealthnow.com.
Onlinehealthnow.com.
We have ample data now suggesting every cancer is increasing worldwide in virtually every organ system, and it's related to COVID-19 vaccines.
Now, I'm glad, Dr. McCullough, that you brought up how to detox, either whether you got COVID in the wild, which you know is a lot less from the studies, bad as taking the shots, but if you want to detox from it, you're one of the top research doctors out there, one of the, if not the most published. You have actually developed something, come up with something available at onlinehealthnow.com that you're saying is the go-to here. Spend a few minutes telling us about that anti-spike protein protocol.
It's the base of what we do now in long COVID and vaccine injury syndromes. It's caused because of accumulation of the spike protein from the infection, and in a massive doses from the vaccine, it gets stuck in the human body. We need to assist the body in clearing the spike protein. We have several years of observation, multiple peer-reviewed publications on this, very good support for doing this. It's nattokinase, which is a natural enzyme derived from the fermentation of soy. Japanese discovered it. Bromelain, a family of enzymes derived from the stems of pineapple, and then lastly, curcumin derived from turmeric and Indian spice. These are all in capsule format. We give them in combination in between meals, and we're using accelerating doses. People are doing this across the world right now, Alex.
So you build up.
And we build up. Now listen, the initial starting doses were 2,000 units twice a day of natto. We're now going to 4,000 twice a day. We do give them in addition to blood thinners, and we have found sometimes it's the only way to dissolve the blood clots. When people get large vaccine blood clots, the blood thinners just hold it steady. They don't dissolve them. We actually have to give thrombolytic enzymes. That's McCullough Protocol-based spike protein detoxification.
And people can find out all the details of that at onlinehealthnow.com.
That's the go-to place. The wellness company provides, really the leading quality and the leading formulation. So the spike formulation has not only nattokinase, but five minor ingredients. We combine that with the curcumin and the bromelain for what we think is the ultimate spike detox trio. Onlinehealthnow.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. I wasn't on yesterday because it was Labor Day. Oh, Labor Day? You mean plantation workers of Slavelandia? The big companies own everything? There were no hardware stores, stationery stores, drug stores, grocery stores, shoe stores. All the chains were chained by the chains because these low-life pieces of scum crap called politicians did away with all the antitrust laws. They get paid off, that morons and imbeciles call campaign contributions, and did away with the antitrust laws so the bigs could take over everything. So going back to InfoWars, what they call the news media, six companies control 92%. It's a crime syndicate. And they're not journalists. They're little prostitutes. Prostitutes. Media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters, which is why We need InfoWars, not only for the information they're putting out, but they're helping you in that 360 way. You get the products that they're selling and they help you. And you buy the products and you keep InfoWars going. And so they have this InfoWars, they have a premium supplement line at discounted prices available for 25% off. And again, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And you got it's just a whole newest line of supplements. And what do? They do what you need, particularly at these times of low life kind of mentality, what's going on. They boost vitality. They enhance overall being. And you only get them at InfoWarsStore.com. So you want to support your health. You want to improve your cognitive function. And woof, when these down times, you got to increase those energy levels. Again, they have this ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, better mood plus, and you need that better mood. Turmeric, prostate support. You know, the older you get, you got to build up that prostate. Take it from a cat that's been around, you know, quite a while. Yep. Same age as Trump. He's a couple of months older than me. Nerve renew. When your nerves are down, you got to renew them. Joint max relief and good night's sleep because it's tough going to bed when your mind's not really in a high level. So you want to grab the reins of your health and wellness. They got this premium lineup and it's now available at a rate that dominates the competition, and you can only get it at InfoWars Store. So, here you go, and that's what you got to get. Yep. InfoWars is doing all they can to support you, and again, this is a 360 win. So I want to go back to the markets. Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway, resumed selling its big Bank of America holdings last week, dumping $6 billion worth of bank shares in a string of stock sales that began mid-July. CNBC. Huh. Bank sale? Selling out the banks? How come? I'll tell you how come. Only the Trends Journal. We warned about the office building bust. Your office occupancy rate, according to Castle Systems, is about 48.5%. That's right. Your office vacancy rates, over 20, about 24% in the United States, places like commercial office space. 34.5% in San Francisco. It was about 3.5% before COVID war in 2019. Nationally, again, about 24%. There's going to be massive failures, and they keep extending these loans trying to cover it up. You got some $4 trillion worth of commercial real estate loans coming up over the next 2 years. And these buildings are non-convertible to apartments. Again, in your Trends Journal, talked about it before. 50th Street in New York, Midtown, right? Midtown. A building is about $320 or $340 million it sold for in 2006. About 3 weeks ago, it went up for auction. They sold it for $8.5 million. Midtown Manhattan. Sports Illustrated used to be there. The COVID war, people working at home. And corporations that are renting all this space, they don't see the people in the cubicles. Yeah, stay at home. I don't need to see you. You're going to be defaults on loans like we've never seen before. Yep, here we go. Wasn't making it up. August 2nd, said about 3 weeks ago. 97% discount. Yeah. This just came out. Single bid for office in Canary Wharf skyscraper left empty since COVID-19. Canary Wharf Group, CWG, received a single bid for two floors in a flagship office tower abandoned during the COVID crisis as the district struggles with the rise of home working. Yep. And it goes on. This is old news. We warned about an office building bust in May of 2020. And again, this is the language that they use. During the COVID crisis? No, not the COVID crisis. The crisis caused by low-life pieces of scum. Little arrogant little boys. Little arrogant daddy's boys. Like Gavin Gutson Newsom. A little arrogant piece of scum. That locked down California. The first state to lock down. To fight the COVID war as that scum is partying up at the French Laundry at $400 a plate dinner. Stay home, close down your businesses, go to hell. I'm in charge. Democracy, shove it up your you know what. Oh, I forgot. I had Andy Cuomo over here. Oh, my daddy was Mario Cuomo. We renamed the Tappan Zee Bridge after my daddy. Oh, and they gave him an Emmy Award for bullshitting a little clown of nothing. An arrogant little boy. Again, none of these cats made it on their own. Oh, how about little Georgie Bush? Oh, my daddy was George Bush. My daddy was Prescott Bush. Did work with the Nazis. Oh, I forgot. Again, this is a T-shirt that you could get when you go to trendsjournal.com to tell you the way I feel about the politicians. All right? Who the F are you to tell me what to do? Hey, politicians. All right? I had a peace rally here when everything was locked down. I said, little Andy Cuomo, come over here and try to shut me down. Come on. Everything was locked down. Oh, they hate me over here. Oh, Salenti doesn't swallow the mainstream media crap like I do. I drink Coca-Cola. I like Pepsi, all right? McDonald's is my favorite food. Well, I like Burger King. That's the mind of the people. And that's why you got to go to InfoWars. Because they're giving you what nobody else is. There's a shirt, yeah? And you get all different kinds. You got hoodies, everything else. So going back, they caused this crisis. And it's not only the office buildings that are going down. It's the businesses that used to depend on commuters that are going out of business. Yeah, the markets are going down. This is just the beginning. It is just the beginning. Oh, China's manufacturing dip dents momentum. Dense momentum? No kidding. It's in negative territory. It's one after another. They're not reporting on the dangers. Journalism is dead. We're in the worst financial crisis. Again, that here. World Bank country classifications by income levels for 2024-2025. Terrible. Terrible. It's one after another in what's coming down. And when you're looking at gold prices, I think before I went on the air, there was 2,000. $493 an ounce. All right? $2,493 an ounce. Go to your trends journal. We put out the top trends every year. Matter of fact, I was on with Alex. We said this would be a golden year for gold. Gold has gone up nearly about $460 an ounce since we made that forecast. So if the trends drone for $2.50 a week when you go to Jones Trends, all right? This is just the beginning. Yep, there you go. Now it's above it. So gold prices are up. It's going to keep going. The banks are buying up gold like crazy. The central banks. Because they know how bad things are. And again, when you talk about the S&P 500, you got the grand total of three companies that own 88% of it. BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. So shove this democracy crap up you know what. The big zone everything. Blackstone, that's another one, in $1 billion deal for Europe's logistics portfolio. Every week in the Trends Journal, we have a column called The Big's Getting Bigger. And that's what it is each and every week. They're buying up everything. We are nothing more than plantation workers of Slavelandia. And that's why also why you got to buy the products that InfoWars is providing you. Because the stuff that you get in the chains is chain crap. It's junk. And you got to, you know, people ask me, what can I do? You got to get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And I want to remind everybody, too, on September 28th, up here in Kingston, New York, we're having a peace and freedom rally with Scott Ritter, Judge Napolitano, Max Blumenthal, Anya Parampil, and others. Music, we're trying to have a great time, but we want to get a million people. Think about it. In Hong Kong, before they launched the COVID war, they couldn't stop the people, 7.5 million people in the city of Hong Kong. Over a million were taken to the streets, a million out of 7.5 million. We have 2 million in America who could get a million people out of 332 million for peace. So the peace rally is September 28th. We're starting at 2 p.m. We're going to start at 3. We're starting at 2 p.m. in Kingston, New York, the Four Corners of Freedom, John and Crown Street, where the seeds of democracy were sown. The most historic four corners in America. And I am blessed because I own three of them. The other is a museum. 1750, 1763, and 1774. So go to Occupy Peace, occupypeace.com. And see what it's all about and consider contributing. You know, if the billionaires gave $1 billion apiece, we'd have it tomorrow. But they're pieces of crap. Not a penny. Warren Buffett, they said his stuff is worth like $1 trillion. I used to rent one of my buildings over there. There you go. Yep. September 28th, Peace and Freedom Rally. So please do what you can. Doing everything we can. Anyway, I used to rent out the 1763 Dr. Jensen House. Beautiful place. It's commercial residential. It's Warren Buffett's son, Peter Buffett. He came to one of my rallies. I had Ralph Nader here. Not a penny for peace. He doesn't even say hello to me. I'm a guinea from the Bronx. You know, I don't count. Hey. I am so blessed. Mwah. My daddy didn't leave me no money. My parents left me everything of who I am. Glad I didn't get no dough. I made it on my own. Not like these arrogant little boys who think they're better than everybody else. Don't you know who my daddy is? Yeah, who are you? What have you done? Why, I'm little Georgie Bush. I took you into the Afghan war and the Iraq war. And you swallowed my crap. And it keeps going on. But anyway. Peace is the spirit of God. Nobody talks about it. Where are all these religions? How come they're not out there for peace? What's going on in Gaza? The genocide being committed? Disgusting. Disgusting. The Ukraine, well, where the peace? I'm not a peep. What, the Seventh-day Adventists waiting for the eighth day? Oh, all you peaceful Quakers, would you die in an earthquake? I can't tell you what the Catholic priests are doing. I mean, I was there, you know. Whew. Yeah, I mean, one after another. Where is everybody? And the government is the enemy of truth. And truth is the enemy of the government. And that's why you need to support InfoWars. They make it clear the way they're saying it, what they're saying, this is what we see. They're not telling you what to do. The same thing with the Trends Journal. These are our trends analysis. This is our trend forecasts. Think for yourself. Not the stupidity. I listen to MSNBC because I like the stupid crap that they shove down my throat. I love eating that crap. Oh, no, no, no. I love Fox crap. Every time a fox takes a crap, I swallow it. I love Fox crap. Not me. I'm out of my mind. I like CNN, the Cartoon News Network. Oh, you forgot the lemon head they had over there? A freak show. The government is the enemy of truth, and truth is the enemy of the government. Not a peep about peace from these prostitutes, these media whores that get bait to put out by the corporate pimps and government whoremasters. Not a peep. And anyone that doesn't believe in peace is a piece of S-H-I, you know what. Yep, that's the way I see it. You know, I was listening to that thing by Camilla Hilarious, as my friend Mark Ferraro calls her. Camilla Hilarious. Yeah. And he's like, this guy's a hairdresser for the stars. She said, this is the most important election in the life of our nation? Who the hell are you talking to? What are you talking to? Most important. Again, I don't support either. I just want to make it clear to everybody. It's a crime syndicate. Crime syndicate. People call it government. Little low-life pieces of crap telling you what to do. You like Peter Schiff? You spell it the right way? Adam Schiff. I like Peter Schiff, actually. Adam Schiff. Peter Schiff is great. The clown boy up in California. Oh, I like Pelosi. Oh, no, no. I like Chucky Schumer. Oh, no, no. I'm a repulsive kid. I like Lindsey Graham, who calls for war day after day, week after week, month after month. One jerk after another. So, my major concern is the Turkish growth at its weakest since pandemic. This is in today's Financial Times. They call it a pandemic again. The World Health Organization, or the World War Organization, called it a pandemic on March 11, 2020, when the grand total of 4,219 people died out of 8 billion. It wasn't a pandemic. It was a lockdown by political pieces of crap that the same morons who listen to the mainstream media swallowed. I'm mentioning, though, Turkish growth. We are going to have the worst geopolitical and economic crisis in modern history. And again, no one's talking about all the failures that are going to happen with the banks. Go back to 2023, again, not ancient history. Three banks, Silicon Conman Valley Bank, First Republic, and Signature. Three banks went bust. Three. Woo! The markets went way down, gold went way up. You're going to see 30, 40, 50, maybe 100 banks go bust. I read you that Canary Wharf story. That's old news, just out. Last year, the year before, HSBC left. Canary Wharf. And we're talking on the top over there. The office, there's going to be the crash of luck we've never seen before. And unfortunately, they're going to keep ramping up the war in Israel. That crazy Netanyahu. Netanyahu says hostage murders prove need for unity in existential war against Iran. What did Iran have to do with this? This is the Netanyahu, by the way, that came to the United States in the early 2000s and sold the lie of the Iraq war. Yep. And this is from Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper. Shin Bet chief warned Netanyahu of imminent war before October 7th. As I said, when all else fails, they take you to war. There were 39 weeks of judicial protests against Netanyahu, a protest because of his Judicial Reform Act. 39 weeks. Hamas attacked, but forgot about it. 39 weeks of protests. And he came out today and he said that nobody's going to tell him what to do. Yep, I'm in charge. I'm the dictator here. So I'm very concerned about the Israel war ramping up. And recession is happening. Things are going to get worse. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. We'll see you next week.
But water filtration, firearms, food, that's all great. But if you don't have communications, I would say communications is just as important as water filtration or self-defense. And you know, your wife works across town or maybe another city, your husband does. In the world we're going into, you got to get these things. They're easy to use, but you got to start using them so you're proficient. Or, you know, your kids are in college or, you know, you've got a teenager in school. Imagine, you know, terrorist hit, they're blowing things up, the grid goes down. You could just be 20 miles away and it could take you a week to, you might have to walk home, folks. And you've got to have rally points. You've got to get ready. And I'm preaching to myself right now because I'm now getting with my family doing this.
And if all your systems were to go down, you should still have a place that's going to be a check-in or check-in board and a meeting location that your family knows exactly how and where they're going to go.
Oh, exactly. And I'm admitting I've not done. I've done 1% of what I should, and that's most, and that's more than most of the public. Now is the time with 74 days out. And here's the bottom line. Everything is in stock right now, and that's not usually the case. They have really massively bought to have this. And as soon as the general public starts figuring out about this, and there's already giant demand with governments and private corporations, this stuff is going to go quick. You want to go to InfoWarsPhone.com. You want to check these products out, and you want to get ready. And like you said, the phone's worthless if you don't have the solar panel system, and it's all very affordable. The best deals you're going to get at InfoWarsPhone.com.
Listen, Ukraine, when Ukraine popped off, the phones were backed up for almost 9 months. Why? Because Ukraine, the military, all those guys came in and just picked them all off the shelf. So there was almost a 9 month delay or back order on it. I'm not here to sell it. It's just that when those things go off, what happens? Can't get ammo. Ammo goes through the roof, right? You remember those shortages? Toilet paper, right? But as soon as this thing pops off and your communication's down, you're not going to get a sat phone. At that time, it's game over. It's game over for a secure phone if you're trying to keep people from tracking you.
If you are
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.